President Bush just made his first public comments about what his administration knew before September 11th about terrorist threats. White House officials have disclosed that the president was warned in August that Osama bin Laden's organization might be planning to hijack commercial airliners. But in a speech a few minutes ago, the president said he did not realize what was about to happen.
Had I known that the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning, I would have done everything in my power to protect the American people.
NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Well, the White House tried to respond to this story with several different briefings over the last day or so, but apparently they decided that was not enough in terms of public relations.
Right. And at this morning's briefing with the press secretary, with Ari Fleischer, the questions began, why haven't we heard from the president on this since the story broke? Will we hear from the president today? He would not tell us at that point if we were going to hear from the president, but he said just keep an eye on him, keep an eye on his schedule. And at an event in the Rose Garden with members of the U.S. Air Force Academy football team, he was presenting them a trophy. He did make what, as you said, were his first comments on this.
Very short comments, I guess, essentially restating what the administration has been saying about this.
Yes, and saying that this is a town, Washington, where second guessing people has become second nature, and restating to the American people, he said, the American people know this about me and my national security team, that they would have done anything and everything in their power to protect the American people. Then he restated how this is a long struggle, and he restated his determination to do whatever it takes to hunt down these killers, he said, one by one and bring them to justice. So again, looking forward at the task ahead.
Now, Don, this is beginning to get almost hard to keep track of here. There are so many different memos and warnings that have been referred to over the last few days. And now presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer, I gather, is talking about another one, trying to explain a memo that ended up on the desk of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice on September 10th. Tell me about that.
Right. It is a memo that was on its way to the president, but it hadn't been signed off on yet, and the president hadn't seen it. But the administration security officials were working on an offensive plan to address the al-Qaeda threat that they perceived out there. And it could have included military action. It could have included diplomacy. It could have included all sorts of things. And it is something that was apparently in the works prior to September 11th. But again, the president hadn't seen it yet. And then, of course, the events of September 11th happened.
The president says he's not second-guessing, but do you have any sense of regret from officials at the White House?
No, you don't get any sense of regret, and you do get a real sense of anger. And they are very much pointing the finger today at Democrats. We also saw it from Vice President Cheney last night, that Democrats are trying to find some political gain in all of this. And they are warning Democrats not to do that.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much.
Thank you.